It is very concerning. We haven't had this kind of inflation, certainly in my, well, my professional lifetime. It breaks down really into two things. I think where we have businesses who deal with other businesses, it's not the end of the world for them. Most of them are passing it on. Those people who deal with customers, so retail, hospitality, that's a complete nightmare for them. Yeah, everybody, I am, you are, we're all thinking, do I really need to spend this? Do I need to save a bit more? And then, yeah, so it's that hospitality retail sector that got hit by COVID is unfortunately getting hit again.
Yeah, it certainly seems like a vicious cycle. I mean, where does that leave, say, a small business, for example, struggling with their rising costs and then having being forced to then increase their prices because they've left no choice. They've got to try and find a way to meet the costs.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you can either increase your prices, and I think a lot of people are trying to increase the prices. And the other side of that is you then need to start thinking about saving your costs, to keep yourself viable. And that then has the horrible implication that we could end up going into a recession as well as having inflation. And that will be a nightmare scenario for everybody.
Do you feel a recession is a very strong possibility?
Unfortunately, towards the end of the year, I can see that happening, yes. People are
Yeah.
going to stop spending money. It's all going to spiral slowly downwards. Hopefully, it will be short this time. Yeah, inflation predominantly is caused by fuel. That will come back relatively quickly. So hopefully it'll be short recession, but I think there will be one.
People are already feeling the squeeze for sure, and there was as a cafe owner who spoke to us the other day from Waterslade, who she said that she's gonna have to close her business down the end of this month because her bills have gone up by £1,000 in a few months, and she can't obviously afford the rent and the operating costs. Do you think that we're gonna end up seeing more businesses in Kent having to close down because of inflation?
Unfortunately, I think there will be, yes. And I was talking to it's a kennels. They've suffered because people haven't been putting the dogs in kennels because they haven't been going on holiday. That's picked up, and suddenly they've got an extra £1,000 a month they've got to find for heating, and they're going to struggle. So yes, there will be lots of businesses which will struggle.